Queensland MP Andrew Lemming has decided to quit politics at the next general election the day after a Brisbane woman accused him of taking a photo of her bottom on his mobile phone in 2019. On Saturday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison revealed Mr. Lemming had been ordered into empathy training after downplaying his apology for bullying two prominent women from his federal electorate in eastern Brisbane over several years. Speaking to Channel 7, Mr. Lemming says he's seeking psychological treatment and intends to apologise to those affected by his behaviour.
I intend to get help and assistance with some courses in empathy and appropriate communication, not just to be a better MP, but to be a deeper and more empathic person and to better understand the implications of what my actions are on other people. It certainly hasn't been demonstrated that that's the case in recent days. The common thread of what we've experienced, and certainly what I have, is that I'm not demonstrating really an understanding of how my actions affect other people. And I intend to own every one of those mistakes and write a handwritten letter to anyone who deserves an apology, which I've already done.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says that Prime Minister Scott Morrison spoke to Mr. Lemming, making his expectations of MPs very clear.
Andrew has reflected on that conversation with the Prime Minister. And following that conversation with the Prime Minister, he has decided not to recontest the next election. The LNP will find a new candidate, and that will be up to the pre-selectors. Andrew is also taking some time to seek some additional support. That's important, given his behaviour has been unacceptable.
Mr. Lemming is due to return to Parliament House on May the 11th when the budget is handed down. But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Mr. Lemming is not fit to be a member of Parliament.
What we've seen from this member is someone who trolls and bullies women online, his own constituents, bringing one to despair and to think about ending her own life. We've seen him harass a state MP. The fact is that Andrew Lemming isn't fit to be a member of Parliament today. Andrew Lemming should go.
At least two Liberal female politicians will be happy with Mr. Lemming's decision to not contest the next election. Speaking to ABC's Insiders program, Liberal MP Katie Allen says what Mr. Lemming has been doing is completely outrageous, and it would appear that 17 years in Parliament is getting to him. Meanwhile, Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson told the program that it's not only women in the party angry with the behaviour of politicians.
For all women in the Liberal Party, we are pretty angry. But I do want to make the point there are many men in our party who are also disgusted and very angry about what has happened. And so now is the opportunity, it is an historic opportunity, to get this right and to address the things that are not right for women, not just in Parliament House, but across the country.
The government already has two ministers on prolonged sick leave, Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, which followed her mishandling of an alleged rape of one of her staff in her office, and Attorney General Christian Porter after he was accused of an alleged rape when he was a teenager, which he strenuously denies. These cases have unleashed a slew of claims and evidence of unsafe behaviour in Parliament House. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.